Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody. Is racism a public health crisis? The Center for Disease Control says it is. I'm going to go through some specific points of why they are making this case, despite the evidence pointing to the contrary. Email us your questions, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. If this podcast has impacted your life in any way meaningfully, go to charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Did you know that over 80% of the population is deficient in magnesium, and magnesium is the number one mineral to fight stress, fatigue, and sleep issues? My work schedule has been really hectic, you guys all know that, and I'm noticing it starting to wear me down. Even when I'm getting all my workouts in, I find it that I can still feel like I'm somewhat stressed. That's why I'm excited to share more about a magnesium product I discovered. Magnesium powers over 600 critical reactions in our bodies, but don't just grab any magnesium pill. The one I recommend is Magnesium Breakthrough because it combines all 7 essential forms of magnesium into one convenient supplement. Most magnesium supplements fail because they are synthetic and not full spectrum. When you get 7 critical forms of magnesium, pretty much every function in your body gets upgraded. With this one simple action, you reverse your magnesium deficiency. Fight fatigue, feel more at ease, be more productive, and feel less anxious. This is by far the most complete magnesium product ever created, and I highly recommend it. Today, you can get 10% off with a Charlie Kirk Show special, magbreakthrough.com/Kirk, and enter code KIRK10. That's magbreakthrough/Kirk, and use coupon code KIRK10. A lot to get to today, but I want to start with a story that is probably not the lead for most people, but I think it's something that is very worthy of your attention and concern. The Center for Disease Control has been politicized. We know that. The Center for Disease Control is typically about communicable diseases or the general health of the public. Now, how this is a necessary function of government to the extent that it's gone is beyond me. However, the CDC, which is about the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, instead of talking about diabetes, heart disease, eating correctly, more exercise, we now have a radical, unproven philosophy, critical race theory, that is running our entire government. The CDC director says racism is a serious public health threat. Says here, quote, a growing body of research shows that centuries of racism in this country has had a profound and negative impact on communities of color. That's not true. It's not true. Read Discrimination and Disparities by Thomas Sowell. Just because there is a disparity does not mean that discrimination is to blame. The fatherless epidemic in the black community is a serious public health threat. You want to know what's keeping black people down? It's not racism. It's government programs, failing public schools, Democrat policies, and the lack of fathers in the home. The lack of police on the streets, lack of direction with young black men. But our government is now saying this, quote, to build a healthier America for all, we must confront the systems and policies, ooh, are these dangerous, that have resulted in the generational injustice that have given rise to the racial and ethnic health inequities. What are they really saying here? Let's deconstruct this together. This is the Center for Disease Control, everybody. This is not the Center for Social Justice. This is not the Center for Racial Equity. I don't even know if we have one of those, but I'm sure we do. We must confront the systems and policies. What does that mean? Systems and policies. Everything that we hold dear. Private property. Markets. Ability to work and earn your own money. Freedom of speech. The Constitution. What they're doing here is they are framing the argument that the deconstruction of Western civilization is necessary to solve a public health crisis. So why is this happening? Well, two things. Number one, we have a crisis-seeking industry in America. You see, the people that perpetually want more power for themselves, they crisis hop. They hop from one crisis to the other. The environmental crisis. The Chinese coronavirus crisis. A crisis allows you to justify a power grab. There's nothing quite like a crisis that makes you feel more self-important and act like a totalitarian. A crisis generally means that the public will give up their freedoms and liberties. There's something even deeper going on here, though. As the CDC director says racism is a serious public health threat, they are now blending two of their most effective strategies. The fact that Americans will not question the science when it comes from anything from the CDC, despite the fact the CDC has lied to you about basically everything over the last year. The CDC has been wrong about almost everything, contributing to a serious mental health crisis, a suicide epidemic, alcoholism, drug usage, self-worth issues with young people, 40% of small businesses being closed, and the lockdowns did nothing. Let me say that again. The lockdowns did nothing to actually improve the well-being of our country. But the CDC now knows that Americans would rather be safe than free, and that safetyism is the predominant viewpoint in America. And they also know that Americans will not challenge this idea that America is systemically racist. Just won't. If you follow our speeches, you know that I've been saying this on our podcast as well quite often. One of the most powerful weapons used by the left, it's a way to paralyze conservatives, is potentially to say, you're a racist. You will find obedience with the threat of possibly being called the R word. So the CDC says, quote, as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to disproportionately plague black and brown communities, which, by the way, is a very misleading statement. It's not true. The virus impacts everyone equally. Certain communities have higher likelihood to have comorbidities based on income level, not on race. It's a very misleading narrative that has been going on in our country. I want to read this outside of this. If I just read this to you, this is from our government, by the way. No, I'm sorry. This is from the AMA, the American Medical Association, that is headquartered in downtown Chicago. These are supposed to be doctors. Scientific method. Challenge your premise. I want to read this. I want to just close your eyes. Well, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. But if you're able to close your eyes, listen to this statement here. And think to yourself, is this a doctor or is this a Marxist? It's clear that collective action from all stakeholders, let me say that again, that collective action from all stakeholders is needed to dismantle systemic racism, confront, embed, and advance equity across our healthcare system. This is the president of the American Medical Association, Susan Bailey. Someone asked me the other day, Charlie, I want to be a doctor. I said, I don't know if you want to be a doctor right now. Someone said the other day, Charlie, I want to be in the military. I said, I don't know if you want to do that right now. This virus of wokeism is everywhere. And if you dare stand up against it, they could end your career and make your life miserable. So let me be clear. The CDC, the Center for Disease Control, they're not issuing massive statements saying that the pharmaceutical industry is over-medicating our children? Why doesn't the CDC say that lockdowns are a public health threat? Why doesn't the CDC say that fatherlessness is a public health threat? Why doesn't the CDC say that the moral decline is a public health threat? Because none of those things necessitate more government. That's why. You see, if the CDC was honest and they said, make better choices, get married before you have kids, they'd be less important. This is an exercise in power justification. It's a power grab. There's many questions I have. How do you define racism, CDC? They tell us, systemically. It's not individual racism. It's not person A being discriminated against person B. No, it's the entire system. Capitalism, free markets, deconstruct it all. That's what they consider to be worthy of, in their own words. This is our government that says this. We must confront the systems and policies. The Center for Disease Control is advocating for a completely new society. We all know that conservatives are getting kicked off of social media. So why are we choosing to give all these tech companies all of our data? Now is the time to take a stand. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. You see, every device, whether you're on your phone, laptop, or television, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, or even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP address to track all your activity and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can never see my IP address. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. Protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every single day. Visit expressvpn.com to get 3 extra months on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Charlie to get 3 extra months free. expressvpn.com/Charlie. CDC says that racism is a serious public health threat. I'm going to prove to you that not only is racism not a serious public health threat, it's the opposite. It's not a public health threat at all. And I'm going to prove it to you with one news story. Here's what it is. Hate crime hoax. Outrageously racist graffiti sparked days of protest. A black student wrote them. Albion College in Michigan. I saw this story happen. It was heating up the last couple of days. And it was all these ridiculously racist statements that were written on campus. And I was suspicious as soon as I heard them. Things like white power and other very graphic things were written all over campus. The students lost their mind as soon as they saw these statements. Protests. Massive amount of outrage. It turns out it was all a hoax. It was Jussie Smollett. Made up. It was similar to Bubba Wallace. Bubba Wallace, was it Wallace? Is that his name? Bubba Wallace? The NASCAR guy. Bubba Wallace didn't actually create the hoax. He just lied about it and misrepresented it intentionally and was treated as a hero. Turns out that this was a black student who wanted attention. So let me get this straight. If racism was such a public health crisis, why is there a cottage industry of faking racist hate crimes? If racism was such a problem, why do we have so many of these instances of people that are just completely fabricating these incidents? In the 1920s, when blacks were being lynched by Southern Democrats, do you think that there was fake lynchings going on by blacks? Do you think that there was a pattern of people making this stuff up? And wait till you hear how this cowardly college responded to this. It's stunning. So Albion College, never heard of it before, admitted that the student was acting alone. He made it all up himself. It was a black student who did this graffiti. So let me get this straight. Why would a black student fake all of this stuff? Well, because he wanted to be able to play the victim, which is the true currency of attention right now. That in order to be treated at the highest level of praise, you must not do something good. You must have something bad happen to you. Think about that. To be at the top of the hierarchy of praise in modern America, it's not about being a hero and overcoming adversity. It's having something bad happen to you. See how twisted that is? So this guy, what's his name? I don't even know if we have his name. How do we not have this guy's name? Are they protecting his name? Is that right? You fake a hate crime, you don't get your name. Find the name. It's worthy of being said. I can't see his name anywhere here. Anyway, how the school responded is stunning. Instead of blaming the black student and saying that he's a con man and he should be arrested for faking a hate crime, for preying on the best instincts of a community and young people, instead, Albion College said this, quote, "This is another lesson of the significant history of racial pain and trauma on campus." I'm reading from the Daily Wire. The tweets suggested from the university the school needed to do more to fight racism, even though the charges of racism were false. Further, the school did not acknowledge that the student who wrote the racist and anti-Semitic messages was black, allowing those who did not read news articles to assume the perpetrator was indeed a racist and white person. This is what the school said. So dishonest. "We know the acts of racism that have occurred this week are not about one particular person or particular incident." Of course it is. What are you talking about? You had a black student of yours try to start a race war on campus. "We know that there is significant history of racial pain and trauma on campus, and we're taking action to repair our community." There's a supply and demand problem when it comes to racism in America. There's an incredible demand for racist incidents. There's such a limited supply that there's a cottage industry to fabricate them. There's a black market of racist incidents in America being run by con men like Jussie Smollett and this guy from Albion College. There are so few racist incidents in America concocted by white people that you must now go create your own to go get the attention, to get at the top level of the praise hierarchy in the activist media. That's how you know that racism is not a serious public health threat, when people are making it up. It's the opposite of a serious public threat. She is one of the most powerful voices for faith, family, and for freedom. Someone I know very well. We had a lot of fun together for a couple of years at Turning Point USA, and she's doing awesome. And she's a frequent guest of the show. We have an upcoming campus tour. It's Candace Owens. And I want to tell you, Candace has joined the powerful lineup at the Daily Wire, great company, launching a new show where talk show meets late night. She'll continue to call out leftist lies and the corruption of media and big tech. So join Candace each week as she welcomes powerful voices to talk about the most critical issues, break down what's actually happening in our country, and trust me, you're going to laugh a lot too. Candace is unfiltered and, quite honestly, uncancelable. Even as she says all the things other on the right wing are afraid to say, Candace is a dear friend. She's a fighter. She loves our country. And I know all of you love supporting Candace Owens. So here's how you do it. Her full show is available to Daily Wire members only. Use code CHARLIE and get 25% off your Daily Wire membership now. So if you say, hey, I want to support the fighters, well, you could support this program. You could support Candace Owens by going to dailywire.com. And you could, there's a membership tab. And then use the code CHARLIE. It's that easy. It's dailywire.com. Support Candace Owens. Candace is a fighter. She loves her country. I've seen her and her commitment personally and what she's done. And again, she's moved the dial so much. So go to dailywire.com, use the code CHARLIE, and get 25% off your Daily Wire membership now. The left is finally figuring out how they're going to execute their decades-long power grab, the one they've desired since they got into politics. They finally are figuring it out. And they've realized that the weakness of decent society that sends people into almost an apoplectic shock is when you call everything racist. This is something that is working for them. And it was largely made mainstream because of the death of George Floyd. Now, we've been on top of the George Floyd case, and we've been playing some tape from it. But what's really interesting to me is how the media has been covering this. The media started by covering the George Floyd death as if this was 100% a first-degree racially profiled murder, and then all of the response from it justified their coverage. But now even the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, they're realizing that this case is not as simple as they originally portrayed it at all. In fact, that this case of what's happening in Minneapolis is anything but simple. Now, the question is, was that case of a drug addict who said he couldn't breathe seven times and asked to be on the ground with a police officer who probably acted over the top, and we'll see if he's guilty of manslaughter. Is that set of facts worthy of redefining our entire country? Of course not. The reason why the entire narrative of systemic racism has caught on to our country is that it gives people purpose. People are lacking in purpose. They're not getting married. They're not having children like they used to. They're lacking in a relationship with their creator. They don't have meaningful work. So their purpose is to radically revolutionize American society. But here is why the ruling class and the people in charge, they love the issue of racism. Four reasons. Four reasons why they are going to keep on talking about this until we get enough courage to call out their nonsense and look at them in the eye and say, I don't care what you take from me, but you're not going to be able to take my country. We're not doing that currently. Currently, the people in charge of our country, or at least the rich people, like Ed Bastian, who runs Delta, or James Quincy, they say, take my country, just don't take my yacht. See the difference? What made World War II such a heroic moment for America is that the rich people in America said, take everything, but you're not going to take America. I will contribute to war bonds. I will sign up for service. I will convert my manufacturing plant to make battleships, missiles, bullets, munitions, whatever it might take. The rich people in America in the 1940s, they gave everything to the war effort. Now, I'm not saying that we are in a same moment of crisis, but I am saying that we're a couple degrees separated from that. That we're within the maxim of, we're going to lose the country. But instead, the people that are immeasurably blessed, they're worth $200, $300, $400 million, instead of saying, you know what? I want to make sure that this nation, our home, continues on. They're saying, destroy the place. Just leave me alone. And in a great irony, they're not going to be left alone. They'll get eaten too. Here's why the people in charge love the racism issue, though. The people that want more power. Number one, it's undefinable. It's such a blanket term. Racism. Well, what is racism? It's everywhere. It's in the air. It's in the sky. It's in the way you act. Really? Oh, well, how can I fix it? Well, that's the other thing. You can't. The only way you can fix it is to destroy everything around you. Go scorched earth. Dresden your entire society. That's basically their blueprint. Robin DiAngelo, who writes White Fragility, if you read her book, she basically is like, you have to firebomb Western civilization, burn it down to the ground, and then you can maybe begin the process of saying you're a little bit less racist. So that's number one. It's undefinable. Number two, the reason why, and for those of you just tuning in, the Center for Disease Control says that racism is a serious public health threat, is number two, is that it makes you feel good. You feel as if you are on a moral crusade when you're going up against racism. You kind of get a little extra pep in your step. You get a little bit of a, I'm a better person than you are. You get a moral righteousness sets in. The nose elevates a little bit. The body posture, the vocabulary. Because everyone else who doesn't agree with you, they're not wrong. No, they're a bad person. You feel good. You see, some of the other social movements before, it's not as much of a virtue signaling. The Occupy Wall Street movement didn't make people feel as good. You know why? It uninvolved rich people. The reason why Occupy Wall Street didn't work is that it was targeted at rich people. Even though this is still targeted at them, they've done an act of absolute political and philosophical brilliance. The revolutionaries are involving the ruling class to have them destroy themselves because it makes them feel good. Number three, why they are all united to continue this line that racism is a serious public health threat. No one questions it. They're afraid. You say it, you mention it, and people stay silent. It's one of the main reasons why we are filling up auditoriums across the country. And the number one piece of feedback I receive is, Charlie, you say things I can't say. And I say, I appreciate you saying that, but why are you shutting yourself up? And they're shutting themselves up because their fear of backlash, job termination, losing friends and family. But here's the fourth reason why they love this issue. It might be the most important. First is undefinable. Second is it makes you feel good. Number three, it's unquestioned. Number four, which might be the most important, there's no timeline to fix it. It's unlimited, perpetual, in perpetuity. You read Robin D. It's the perfect business model, by the way. If I were to create a racketeering scheme, I would have something that I could not define that makes people feel good, that no one could question, and I say outwardly, we're never going to fix it. What an incredible business model. You see, it's not like the BP oil spill where they say, okay, the solution is once we clean up the oil in the Gulf. Problem, solution, timeline, couple years. It's not like Hurricane Katrina where the levees are broken, there's massive flooding and suffering, problem, solution, timeline to fix it. This is completely different. There's no timeline. They tell us that we're never going to fix it. So keep buying my books and have me coming back to speak and doing the seminar. It's not rooted in solutions. It's rooted in almost, it's like a monthly subscription to hate yourself. It's subscribe to us and pay us. And who's us? BLM Incorporated, Robin DiAngelo, Ta-Nehisi Coates, all of the con people that run this entire industry that sell textbooks to your children and your school boards. And I found out, I couldn't believe this, and we're going to be airing this over the weekend. And I know some people there, and there are some very decent people. But Pepperdine University, with student funds, without the consent, is buying White Fragility by Robin DiAngelo. Now, they pretend that they're a conservative university. And I'm going to try to find out more information about this, but we were approached by this last night, so I'm not picking on Pepperdine for any reason other than they say they're a conservative university. And the head of the Young Republicans there, who was at our Turning Point USA event, came and asked a question. And we responded. And I said, he asked the question, I'm sorry. And he said, they are giving out Robin DiAngelo with my student fees against my will. I said, they're giving out Robin DiAngelo? And that's why they love this issue. No one questions them. They never have to define it. Could you imagine having a problem you don't have to define? You go into the doctor and the doctor says, you're going to have to pay me $10,000 a month because I'm a doctor, so don't question me. And it's never going to end. there's just a lot wrong with you, but I can't really tell you what it is. What would you say if a doctor did that to you? You think that doctor's a shakedown artist? That's what they're doing. They're saying your society and you have so many problems entrenched within you, we can't even define them. And that's the Robin DiAngelo doctrine of critical race theory, that racism is everywhere. It's unquestioned. It's in our system. It's in our DNA. And the only way you could get close to it is self-inflicted, Dresden-style, Slaughterhouse-5, burn it all to the ground, cultural decline. This is all a strategy. And if you buy into this garbage or your friends do, you are being manipulated. Every time you see a Black Lives Matter flag, every time you see people try to pop their chest out and say that they're a better person than you, it's a virtue signaling exercise to give people meaning and make powerful people have exercise authority over you. That's why they're doing this. That's why the CDC director is portraying this. It's an unlimited power grab. There is no better way to have power than to say there's a crisis and never give people a sunset clause. Every totalitarian dictatorship in the 20th century started with a temporary crisis they couldn't define, and they never gave up power. The importance of understanding this issue, the issue of why the left hyper-focuses on racism, cannot be overstated. It's all the other issues that they are trying to accomplish. They use this issue as a shield, as an effective gateway to all the rest of them, whether it be on guns, on speech, you name it. Their most effective tool right now is everything is racist tool, and it's working. Because we as conservatives, we as Americans, we don't know how to properly respond to it. I do, because I have stopped caring what they actually call me, because I know who I am and I know whose I am. For every Christian out there, you know what I mean by that. But they are not resting. I understand. I say this often, and the great Victor Davis Hanson, who we just did an entire podcast on yesterday, I encourage you to check it out. We have an exhausted civilization right now. We do. We have an exhausted civilization. But understand that when the history is written on this, there will be a moment of time that is written from 2008 to 2024. That will be called the window of populist, people-driven politics. Just understand that we're in a window of time. And your exhaustion started in 2008 with Barack Obama. Big promises, unifying, utopian vision. None of it delivered. Bitter, drawn-out conflict. Trump was a response to that. You were probably exhausted from that, whether you loved him or hated him. So we are now in the overtime period. Everyone's got their hands on the knees. They're exhausted. You say, I can't take it anymore. It's a question of who wants it more. I understand that people are exhausted. I get it. There's only a couple more quarters left on, only a couple more minutes left on the clock, and we might only have one quarter left to save the country and hopefully open up a new period where we can break out of this period of time when the left is just going for the jugular. They feel inspired, they feel convicted, and they think they are close to turning the corner. This is where we're at right now. It's so important for you to recognize this, and you're not going to get this opportunity again. Not one of the greatest mistakes, and I'm not a historicist, I'm not a Hegelian, but I am going to say this, and you can take it however you want. One of the biggest mistakes is to view every period of time equally. It's not true. Certain periods of time are more consequential than other periods of time. Moments of World War II were just more important than 1956. 1956 was a great year. It just wasn't as consequential as 1942. It wasn't. And the time right now is just going to be more consequential than the year 2006. And so since we have this exhausted civilization where people are gasping and they say, I'm just going to watch Hulu. I'm going to watch Netflix. I'm done. They know how they are going to do it. Their playbook is very simple. They're executing preemptive strikes. the preemptive strikes is we are going to take chess pieces off the board, personalize politics, and destroy their lives. We are going to call everything a racism public health threat for the four reasons that I detailed. It's undefinable. You feel good doing it. It's unquestioned because no one has the guts or the courage to stand up against it, and there's no timeline to fix it, so it's a perpetual power grab. The same way Mussolini got power, the same way Stalin got power, the same way Mao got power, the same way that Mugabe got power, the same way Castro got power. Create a crisis that only you can fix, make it undefined, no timeline to actually get it done, no sunset clause, and stay in power indefinitely. So the question is, will the exhausted civilization, you, right now listening, understand that this playbook is not just what's in front of us, it's actually amazingly beatable. This is all they got. Their ideas are unpopular. Their policies are not in broad support of the country. And there's a reason this is happening. They've grown impatient. And if we prevent them from being able to turn the corner, we're going to win bigger than ever before. If they turn this corner and they turn us into a one-party state like California or New York, then all of a sudden, 10 years from now, you're going to look back and say, I wish I would have done more when I was exhausted in the overtime period of the last gasp of the populist-centered moment in America. You'll remember this time. So what are you going to do about it? Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. God bless you, everybody. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.